Well, since Jaron said it first, IBM versus Intel. So, I want y'all to, let's take a little poll. Who do y'all think makes the most money? Who makes the most money out of Intel and IBM? That's the first question. So, we're going to look at who makes the most money, who has the most debt. We'll look at money coming in. We're going to look at debt. We're going to look at who has the biggest cash pile. Stock prices. What else we gonna look at in there? Let's take a look at it. We're gonna share my screen here. We're gonna look at it. We're gonna look at it all together. So y'all got it right here. IBM versus Intel. Going down. So first up, let's put up IBM. Most of us know what IBM is already, but let's take a look at it. So IBM stock price is 124. Let's take a look at the finances. Quick look, right? So we can see that total revenue is on a slight decline. 2019, they made like $3 million less in 2019. I don't know why, but anyway. So we're not worried about it. Look at the net profit. So they got a net profit of 9.4. Okay, so they're bringing in $9.4 million. Let's look at the balance sheet real quick. So cash on hand. Total cash, they have $8.8 million. Right, that's good. Total assets of $152 million. Long-term debt of $54 million. And then they have a short-term debt. What is this short-term debt? Current debt is $8.7 million. So their total assets, 1.7, 37, should be like 120 something, right? Shareholders' equity. Why is it not showing that properly? So total assets of 157, total liabilities of 131. Goodness gracious, I thought it was just 31. So that should be about 20 million net worth. Now let's take a look at Intel. Just a quick little synopsis. We didn't even get into cash flow. Intel Corporation is $59. Has a net income of $21 million. Cash pile of $13 million. Has a current debt of $3.6 million and a long-term debt of $25 million. Total assets of 136. Liabilities of 58. A net worth of 77 million. All right, so y'all saw how I did that quick little financial balance sheet. So we're going to talk about it. Let's talk about it. So IBM versus Intel, we just looked at the quick financials, right? So the price, IBM is $24, Intel, $59. Money coming in, IBM in 2019 brought in $9.4 million. Intel Inc. brought in $21 million net income after they got, they brought their money in, paid all their bills. I'm not really concerned with the gross. I like to see what's hitting the door. So what's hitting their balance sheets or what's coming in, you know, it's just like when you get your paycheck, do you pay attention to the growth, pay attention to the net? So hitting the doorstep every last year, $9.4 million IBM, $21 million for Intel Inc. The debt. So the debt, long-term debt, IBM had $54 million in debt. Intel only had $25 million, so it had less debt. Current debt, they had $8.7 million. Intel only had $3.6 million. So when you look at the price, Intel got a better price because it's $59. Right? Money, you can buy more shares. We're not looking at the price, right? But the money coming into the door, Intel Inc. has $21 million in net income in 2019. So they had about three times as much more money, double the money of IBM coming into the door. A lot of money coming in. Why do they have more money coming in at IBM? I don't know. Maybe they got a competitive advantage. Maybe they have something going on, but they have definitely making more money. Then we look at the debt. Intel, not only are they making more money, they have less debt. Then we look at the cash pile. Who has a total amount of cash on hand? IBM only has 8.8. Intel Inc. has 13 million. 8.8 million versus 13 million. So Intel Inc. has way more cash on hand, almost double. Not as quite, probably about 40% more cash, 30-40% on more cash than IBM. You look at the total assets. IBM has total assets. They got total assets of $152 million. Intel Inc. only has $236 million. So total assets, IBM has a little bit more total assets. But when you subtract out their total liabilities, guess who wins? Intel. Intel Inc., once you subtract out of their total assets, they have $77 million is their net worth. IBM net worth is $20 million. So just from a quick synopsis, quick look at it or whatnot, these are two companies in the same industry. I got to go with Intel. Just looking at their finances. What y'all think? Do I drop the microphone? Boom!